Haavisto. Uuden musiikin vaihtoehto.
Legendaarinen amerikkalainen tuottaja DJ Shadow julkaisi 2 viikkoa sitten uuden tupla-albuminsa nimeltään Our Pathetic Age, joka on aikamoinen järkäle. Se on 1,5-tuntinen tuplalevy, joka tuntuu aika hurjalta, varsinkin tässä ajassa, kun tuntuu, että jengi ei pysy perässä sitä 1,5 minuuttiakaan pahimmassa tapauksessa. Ja ehkä jonkinlainen kannanotto toi on jo muotonsa puolesta. Levy on jaettu 2 osioon, josta ensimmäinen osa on instrumentaalimusaa, silleen aika perinteistä DJ Shadow-soundia, aika synkkää matskua. Ja sitten toinen puolisko on hyvin ysärihenkistä räppiä, jossa on iso joukko vierailevia MC:itä, niin kuin äsken kuultu Pusha T, siellä on Nas, Pharrell, Munch, Wu-Tang porukkaa, aika klassikko osastoa, toki muutama tuoreempikin nimi joukossa. Niin kuin albumin nimestä Our Pathetic Age tulee jo ilmi, niin DJ Shadow ei ehkä pidä tätä aikaa, jossa me eletään, mitenkään ihmiskunnan parhaimpana suorituksena tai parhaimpana hetkenä. Miten toi klassikko rappi soundi levyn toisella puolella tukee tätä ajatusta ja haikaileeko DJ Shadow jotenkin sinne menneisyyteen vai mitä hän koittaa artistina tällä albumilla sanoa? Onko musa hänelle pakopaikka aikamme haastavuudesta?
I mean, for me, making music is how I cope. It is how I make sense of things and it really helps me to not get bogged down in the hopelessness and the I don't know, the frustration of what's happening in our world. And I'm just eternally grateful that I have music for that reason. I think that's one of the greatest gifts that good art can give to people. Is it's sort of like a cheat code for so many aspects of life that are challenging to me. I mean, that's always how I've seen music. It's an opportunity to learn about different types of people. It's an opportunity to take in different perspectives, to be able to make sense of the world around us. And I mean, as far as the classic hip hop element, I guess, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, I wouldn't have been as willing to freely kind of borrow from those building blocks of my youth and my past. But I do feel like there's still life in that era. I wouldn't say that was my, you know, overarching goal with this record. I mean, lots of times people tend to gravitate towards a certain aesthetic and amplify it over another. I remember in 2006, people called The Outsider a hyphy album, and there was really only 4 or 5 songs out of the 14 that were actually hyphy. So, I mean, I think it's similar with this record in the sense that, yeah, there's definitely some unabashed celebrating of the golden era of hip hop and the MCs that led that charge. But there's just as many new MCs and or underrated vocalists and so many different types of vocal textures on the record to me. So yeah, I mean, I love classic hip hop, but I definitely have never set out to make anything that feels retro. I like to keep the music updated, keep it modern in my production techniques. I like to keep up with stuff so that I think it's possible to borrow elements that are kind of missing from today's sonic soundscape and apply them to 2019 in a way that feels fresh.
DJ Shadow on sampläyksen pioneeri. Hänen 23 vuotta sitten ilmestynyt debyyttialbumi Introducing otetaan usein esille, kun luetellaan sellaisia meidän aikamme tosi tärkeitä albumeita, joilla on ollut iso vaikutus siihen, miltä musa soundaa vielä edelleen tällä hetkellä. Ja toi Introducing ikään kuin sementoi sämpläyksen niin kuin vakavasti otettavaksi taiteen lajiksi. Ja, en mä tiedä, mun mielestä Shadowlla on valtava merkitys siinä, miltä musa vielä kuulostaa, ja ainakin omassa historiassa semmoiseen DJ Shadow on hirveästi vaikuttanut mun semmoiseen niin kuin estetiikan tajuun. Ja kysyin häneltä, paljonko tästä uudesta levystä on toiselta levyltä great digattua sample-matskua ja paljon on niin sanotusti itse soitettua kamaa. Ja minkälainen on nykyisin hänen tyypillinen kappaleen syntytarina?
To answer the first part of the question, I would say if I had to assign a value to, you know, how much is samples and how much isn't, I guess if I include every element, I'd say probably 25% to 30% of the record is samples, and the rest is synthesizers, drum machines, live instrumentation. There's a little bit of everything in there. Samples are still an integral part of what I do, but starting about 13, 14, 15 years ago, I realized that, you know, there's absolutely no real reason to keep myself in any kind of production box. And I felt that I would only be a better producer and a better beat maker and be able to convey musical ideas better by incorporating and embracing other production techniques, other ways of thinking about music, writing music. And on this album, there's entire songs that are completely written by me that have no samples in them. So to me, it really just now comes down to, okay, what am I trying to express? What kind of energy am I trying to convey? Would I be best suited to mic up a drum kit and record a live kick, or find a kick drum on a drum machine, or find a, you know, sample a 45 and get that kind of texture? So it really just comes down to the full spectrum of sound and what can be achieved. As far as the second part of your question, when I start making a song, I would say historically, and especially in the early days, yeah, the drums would usually start first. It would be finding a break and then finding some kind of melodic sample to go over the top of it, or some kind of horn stab or whatever. These days, I would say, again, that's probably down to about 25%. Simply because for the same reason that I used to always kind of start things off the same way, that's exactly why I no longer want to do that, because the more you break up your own rules, the more you'll be able to achieve different sounds and be able to follow a musical idea down a different path. And that's really what it's about, I think, for me, after having been making music now for about 30 years, it's, okay, how can I do something different? How can I continue to evolve and continue to challenge myself?
Vaikkakin DJ Shadow ei niin paljon enää käytä valmiita breikkejä tai sampleja, kun hän tekee musaa nykyisin, niin kysyin häneltä kuitenkin sellaisen asian, joka usein rullaa mun päässä, kun mä mietin tällaisia kavereita, että paljonko he miettii sampleja kuunnellessaan muuta musiikkia tai jos joku musa soi jossain. Eli hakeeko DJ Shadow mieli koko ajan luuppeja musasta vai pystyykö hän kuuntelemaan musiikkia normaalilla tavalla?
Can I listen to music in a normal way? Yes, I believe I can. I also think that it really depends on where I'm at in the album process. In other words, if I'm months away from starting an album, I usually just switch off that part of my brain that tells me, hey, that would be a really cool sample or whatever. I really listen to music in a different way when it's time for me to sit down and be creative. Music is always something that if it's on, I can't pay attention to anything else. If somebody's having a conversation with me, my ear goes right to the music, and it's really hard for me to concentrate on anything other than music when it's on. So yeah, if I'm working on music, I definitely am listening for different things than just if, you know, I'm in the middle of touring, or, you know, maybe I just finished a record. Music becomes more just kind of for enjoyment again and less utilitarian.
Jossain vaiheessa meinasin laittaa yhden kysymyksen DJ Shadowlle, onko hänen nimi tullut hänen oikeasta nimestään Josh Davis, kun jonain päivänä katselin tuota nimeä ja pienissä aivoissa, niin mietin, onko toi DJ Shadow anagrammi Josh Davisista, että onkohan se tullut siitä sitten täysin hetken päästä, no ei se ole, että ei siinä ole, Davis ei siinä ole käytetty iitä ja tuollaista, eli onneksi en mennyt kysymään tällaista kysymystä elävältä legendalta, mutta kysyin kuitenkin vielä sämpläyksestä, että miltä toi taiteen laji näyttää hänestä näin vuonna 2019, miten sämpläys ikään kuin voi ja kuinka paljon hän on itse mielestään vaikuttanut nykymusiikin soundiin.
Getting back to what I was saying earlier, I now view sampling as just one style, one technique, a discipline, a way of thinking about music that's 100% legitimate, 100% vital, and is something that's out there for anybody to use, anybody to think about using or trying to excel at. And for me personally, I think we've seen, just as with any new way of thinking about something, there's a kind of a rush and a peak and then a gradual, sort of trailing off of creative energy. Sampling is still something that I feel like I'm doing new things with, finding new ways to utilize in the same way that I do with, working with a synthesizer or a drum machine or live instruments. I'm always trying to think of not only doing new things for my own music, but things that possibly have never been done or never been combined. And that's really what it's about for me at this point. It's something I'm intimately familiar with. I feel like I'm a champion of and always have been. But saying that, I mean, there's so many different ways to think about music, and I don't think you ever want to get bogged down or place restrictions on yourself for what you're allowing yourself to do and what techniques you're allowing yourself to use. As far as introducing goes, it's really hard for me to speak on its impact. I don't know what its impact is. I know that a lot of, certainly, through my lifetime, over the last 22 years or so, 23 years, a lot of people have given me their opinions about it. A lot of people have told me what it has meant to them, including a lot of producers and DJs. But it's just difficult for me to quantify what its impact is or has been.
Ihanan vaatimaton vastaus DJ Shadowlta. Pathetic Age-albumilla on tosi paljon eri räppäreitä ja se yhteistyö voi olla varmaan monenlaista, varsinkin kun on noin suuri porukka. Mä kysyin häneltä, että millaisia ohjeita hän antaa niin kuin Nasin ja Pusha T:n kaltaisille MC:ille ennen kuin he lähtee nauhoittamaan omia osuuksiaan noihin DJ Shadown biitteihin ja millaista se yhteistyö on ja mitä se on niin kuin parhaimmillaan.
When working with MCs or vocalists, I usually like to give people free rein. I definitely like to suggest themes and topics that I'm trying to touch on. For example, Drone Warfare, a track with Nas and Pharoah Monch. I told them that was the title of the song. That's the feeling I was trying to get musically, this sound of utter chaos and technology, and I wanted them to speak on it. Fortunately, in this case, they were open to the theme and stuck to the theme. But in other cases, I just kind of, say, here's a beat, do whatever you want on it. I mean, that was the case with the Davies track. I don't know, every track is different. But I do find that people usually like to be given some sense of direction, a little bit of input, and then they like to go off and apply their own understanding of it and their own perception of what it is the topic is about, and I think that's the way collabs usually turn out best.
Pakko oli tietysti kysyä myös perinteinen kysymys, jonka pyrin kysymään kaikilta vierailtani, eli mitkä ovat DJ Shadown ohjeet nuorille tekijöille, jotka vaikka tällä hetkellä makuuhuoneessaan tai studiossaan aloittelevat muusikon tai tuottajan hommia ja unelmoivat siitä urasta. Mitä ohjeita nuorille tekijöille antaa DJ Shadow?
My advice on this topic is always the same, and that's simply to be yourself. I think if you really look at music and the entire output of music over the last 100 years, I think it's pretty easy to see that the majority, the vast majority of music that's made at any given moment is made to more or less fit in. It's made to be, oh, this is what people like right now, so I'm going to make that. And then I think 10% of the music that's put out there is truly trying to break the walls down and trying to do something new. And usually those are the records that end up being celebrated, not only when they're released, but in certain occasions, ignored when they're released and then celebrated years and years later. So, I mean, to me, I think it's very important to be yourself, because there's already X artist out there that you're being inspired by. What music needs is that inspiration plus your unique personality that makes you who you are. Because the more of that is injected into the music, the more different ideas are going to circulate. And that's ultimately how I think music evolves. It doesn't evolve by people copying each other perpetually or just sort of standing in place. Music evolves by people taking chances. And I think the greatest chance or risk an artist can take is being utterly personal in what they're making. So that would be my answer.
Ole oma itsesi, älä mieti sitä, mikä on suosittua tällä hetkellä. Luo oma polkusi, oma soundisi. Perinteiseen kysymykseen perinteinen vastaus, mutta näinhän se homma menee. Kiitoksia erittäin paljon DJ Shadowille. Olipa siisti juttu saada legendaarisen Kaifarin ajatuksia lähetykseen.
Miikka Koivisto. Uuden musiikin vaihtoehto.